Hello and welcome back to the Audio DT with Reb T, the Audio Dvar Torah with Reb T, the show where we talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with a few practical lessons to keep. We are in Beshalach, such a wonderful Parsha. They're all wonderful Parshas, but especially this one when we go through the Yom Suf and then they sing the Shira. It's called Shabbos Shira. Very cool stuff going on, really emerging as a nation and moving into the next phase of the Jewish history, of Jewish life, going through the desert and then eventually making it to Eretz Yisrael, God willing, as we'll see in the coming Parshiyot and as we move over throughout Tanakh. But interestingly, in the Pasuk, it says in Perek Yudalad, in Pasuk Chafbet, Vayavo'u b'nei Yisrael besoch hayam bayabasha. Then the children of Israel came into the midst of the sea on the dry land. It's such an interesting concept that the water was pulled up for them as a wall. They went into the water, they went into the dry ground. Each tribe, this comes from Chabad.org and the Talmud in Sota 37a and Medrash Rabbah, each tribe was unwilling to be the first to enter the sea. Then sprang forward Nachshon, the son of Amminadav, from Yehuda, I believe, Shevet Yehuda, and descended first into the sea, and they all followed him. Why does it say the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground? If they went into the sea, then why does it say on the dry ground? And if they went on the dry ground, then why does it say that they went into the midst of the sea? This is to teach that the sea was divided only after the Bnei Israel had stepped into it and the waters had reached their noses. Only then did it become dry land. And the daughters of Israel passed through the sea, holding their children with their hands. And when these cried, they would stretch out their hands, pluck an apple or a pomegranate from the sea and give it to them. How crazy. They would take food actually out of the water that they were passing through. And it also says, I think the Talmud says, that the maidservant at the sea saw more than Yechezkel ben Muzi, who had the great vision of the Maisa Merkava, I believe, of the chariot, which is a very enigmatic, very difficult to understand vision, but he was on a very high level. But the Bnei Israel here, everyone, whoever it was able to see and experiencing these different things. And the main thing that we can learn from here brings to mind different ideas from Pirkei Avos. Nachshon ben Amminadav was the only one that's mentioned and singled out who jumped into the sea. He saw something that needed to be done. The water was up to their necks. There's nothing going on. There's the Egyptians are pursuing them. What's going to happen? How's the sea going to split? And he said, you know what? I'm just going to jump in. I think he's the one that the water went up to the neck, actually. And in the merit of him, and of course Moshe and everybody, the sea actually split. But he was the only one mentioned, the only one that did so. And this reminds me of a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, my favorite sefer. Pirkei Avos, wonderful ethics and learning, and we have a whole show about this called the PAL with Reb T. We're going to bring it back. It's right now on Anchor, called the PAL with Tani G. But we talk a Mishnah per day with sagely commentary and practical advice your way. But Pirkei Avos in general is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we talk about this in the show. But here also, let's look at Pirkei Avos in chapter 2, paragraph 5, in Bet. Hey, Hillel would also say, a boor cannot be sin-fearing, an ignoramus cannot be pious, a bashful one cannot learn, a short-tempered person cannot teach, nor does anyone who does much business grow wise. And here's the key phrase of the whole Mishnah, in my opinion, for now, at least, in a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. V'makom she'ein anashim, v'makom she'ein ish, hishtadal lihiyos ish. Where there is no man, when there is no person, when there is no leader, you need to step up and you need to be that leader. When there's an idea, when there's an ability, if no one else is going to do it, you have to do it. This is the main idea, the main propulsion why my wife and I felt we wanted to do the different shows on the Daf and on the Parsha and on Pirkei Avos. And we have a different show for OT, trying to help everybody be more independent. But if you have an idea, if it's not out there, you have the ability, you have the capability, you have the idea, you have to run through it, because who's going to do it? Another Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in 114 says, "Im ein ani li mi li." If I'm not for myself, who am I? And if I am for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? If you have the ability, you have the capability, you have to do it. You have to be that person to get up because there's no one else. You have to be a man. Just like Nachshon ben Aminadav was the man, the person. You saw no one else was doing it. He got up and did it. You have to go forth. You have to do it. Pursue those dreams. Pursue those passions, especially if you know that you have the capability, you know you have the quality, and you know you have the ability, you have to do it. And two other Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos really counteract this and really go hand in hand with it. Later on in the same parak, it says Rabbi Tarfon would say, the day is short, the work is much, the workers are lazy, the reward is great, and the master is pressing. So it's very hard to get things started. You know, they say, kol haschalot kashot, the beginning of everything is very hard. And Lefum Tzar Agra, also Pirkei Avos, according to the exertion of the reward, it might be very difficult, but there will be much reward for it. And no one's saying you have to complete everything. You know, who says if we're going to get through thousands of seasons of these shows, from my personal example? And who says we're going to be able to change the entire world? Maybe only a few people will listen. Maybe it won't be so successful, but you have to try. The day is so short. Lifespan, 120 years if we're lucky, like Moshe Rabbeinu. There's so much that we can do. There's so much work that should be done. Don't be lazy. I know there's so much to do, and I know there's not a lot of time, and Hashem wants us to do a lot, but we have to do it, because according to the exertion, the reward will be great. And the other Mishnah also in chapter 2 also fantastically fits in. He would also say, Rabbi Tarfon, it's not incumbent upon you to finish the task, but neither are you free to absolve yourself from it. We're going to come back to that. If you have learned much Torah, you'll be greatly rewarded, and your employer is trustworthy to pay you the reward of your labors, and know the reward of the righteous is in the world to come. You don't have to finish the idea, but you have to start it. And no, even if it's very difficult, it's very hard, very tough to keep up with all these different things, especially when we're involved in many actions and we want to do daily things, very hard. But no, Hashem will get you back. Hashem will pay you back. Hashem will give you the ability and the capability and the time to do so. We keep mentioning ability and capability because you have abilities and you are capable and you'll have the time. Hashem will make you have the time. And even if you don't see rewards in this world, you definitely see rewards in the next world. But the main thing is, besides for standing up to be that leader, besides for realizing that there's so much to do, you gotta at least start. Carpe diem, seize the day and seize the idea. Even if you can't finish the task, you have to start it. You know, the idea of Daf Yomi started with Rav Meir Shapiro. He didn't know how far reaching it would be, but he started the idea. And all these years later, 100 and so years later, look how far it went. Look how far it's come, because he had to start it. You need to start. You don't have to be the one to finish. Hopefully it lives on after you. The legacy lives on after you, but you got to do so. That's why we always think, when people think what they should do with themselves, what they should do with their lives, I always tell people, if I had no reason to have to worry about money and I had all the time in the world, I really would focus on things related to audio and radio. I really love radio. I love audio. And I always love Pirkei Avos and Parsha, and Daf is something we started here, and we thought of the ideas to do these Daf lessons in a few minutes or so, and to do Parsha in a few minutes, and to do Pirkei Avos in a few minutes, and also to help people with my technical profession of OT, using audio, using the qualities that we are given. So what you have to do is you have to strive and stand up to be the man. If there's a situation, if there's an ability, you see there's a position open in the community to help the shul, a position open to help another cause or a food bank or clothing drive, you have to stand up and be the person, because if you don't do it, nobody else. If I'm not going to do it, who will? And if not now, when? And if I'm not going to do it for myself, who's going to do it for me? So just like Nachshon ben Aminadav was the one that stood up, seized the day, he was the one who became the man, he strived to be the man, and is credited for it, so too we should strive to be a man, especially in a position that is available, especially in an idea, an opening, something's out there to do. Use what you're given, follow your passion, your love to make the world a better place, and do so as much as you can. Join us next time as we talk again here on the Audio DT with Reb T.